Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Nigel.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Tell me what's going on in your life today.
It's pretty manic, actually. We're building the sets for the Brits, and it's just crazy.
Wow, so you're in Bristol, right?
Yeah.
And you are building the set for the Brits next week?
Yeah, all the different bands we're doing.
Right. Anything
and
you can tell me?
The last minute, so...
All right, okay.
So do you have to transport it from Bristol down the motorway? Are we going to see it on a big truck going down or not?
Yeah, we've got 6 trucks coming up on Saturday.
Very exciting. Whose sets have you been working on today?
Today I've done Lady Gaga.
What's she got?
Oh, I don't know if I should say.
Yes,
oh, a little bit. Go on, just a little tiny bit.
It's got something to do with the Rolls Royce.
Okay, good. Robbie Williams?
Robbie Williams is, it's just lots of risers.
Oh, what's a riser?
Riser, just sort of lots of steps.
Okay, steps, right. Risers, that's what they're called in Setland.
And yeah, risers, different heights of risers.
Lily Allen?
Lily Allen, lots of glitter.
Glitter,
ooh,
good.
Yes.
Tons of glitter.
Oh, this is excellent. All right,
yeah.
Are you going to have them all finished in time?
Good question.
You're going to be there till quite late tonight, by the sounds of it, and for the rest of the week.
Yeah, very late.
So you're doing all the sets?
I don't think we're doing all, no, but we're doing the 5, I think.
I love this insider information. All right, thanks, Nigel. I'll let you get back to it.
No worries. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Jem in Glasgow's been on saying, remember last year when you and Becky tried to get out of the Brit Awards with that huge Brit under your arm? Do you remember that? And we filmed it and put it on YouTube. Now, I know that they do have them there again this year because on the launch party night, there was loads of photos and I could see these massive Brits in the background. And the thing is, when they're just there, it's so tempting to try and smuggle one out because I would like that in my flat. Really would.
The problem was last year is that the van didn't turn up in time, so if I make sure I book him earlier this year, then there'll be
yeah,
no
if you book the getaway van at a sensible time, then hopefully this year... Put your foot on it! Let's go! we'll try and get one out again. There was a man that stopped all our fun last year. Like, sorry, you're not going anywhere with that. But we did like get it halfway around the building.
We got it to the gate.
It was just the getaway man that let us down. Mm. I want that in my flat by this time next week. Jem in Glasgow... I'll make sure I get it filmed. We'll try again.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Podcasts.
Anna's been on saying that maybe us saying that we were going to nick a giant Brit from the Brit Awards is probably not the best thing to say because obviously there's going to be like massive wanted posters now of both of us on all the exits. Unless we wear balaclavas, but then that's probably not the best idea at the Brits. We need to rethink. That was Starstruck, 303, and then Smack Bat, Akon and Eminem. Oh, What's Occurring is on at 5:20 tonight. Now it's time for our record of the week, which is Scouting for Girls. Now, we've been discussing this week. On their website, they've got a countdown clock.
Has he changed it yet?
Which you're not very impressed with, are you?
So I emailed Roy yesterday to his personal one, asking if he could personally change it.
Right, well, I do have some quite good news, actually, on the countdown clock front. If you go to... If you go to scoutingforgirls.com, and here are the bands. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, Becky, if you'd like to... Hi, everyone. If you'd like to address the problem with the clock.
The clock is brilliant now. I've gone a bit red. On their website now...
Tell the guys what your issue was.
It was just a bit too small, and I thought if you wanted to kind of let everyone know when it was out... You should make it a bit bigger and a bit fancier.
You've gone really red now.
Really red.
It's literally the size of my screen, and then underneath that it says, in your face, Becky.
Yeah, if you go to the scoutingforgirls.com website now, you will see that the font has indeed been changed to make it a lot bigger.
Do you know, I like it when people listen to comments and take them on board, so thank you very much.
You made one IT man very angry at Sony Records.
No, really?
Yeah.
How are you, anyway?
We're good, thank you. Thank you for having us as Record of the Week. It's a real...
No worries.
It's like we've been in the wilderness for the last year. It's great to be back. It's great to, you know, hear yeah. our music on the radio again.
And you've got new hair.
I got it cut today.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought a new jacket as well.
Like yeah, I do.
It works on radio. It
does look like a fresh cut.
Thank you.
Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
No haircut for you then.
No.
Still trying to stick it on.
Yeah.
I'm attached to the hat.
We were discussing this on there the other day. I still haven't got over the thing where we nearly killed you.
Yeah.
Remember, we did treadmill trivia.
Yeah, we walked past it earlier.
It's just outside.
Yeah.
Outside Radio 1. And you had to answer questions on a treadmill and then you kind of fell off. And I mean, does it still give you a little bit of a jip?
Yeah, well, only when it's cold.
Does it?
Greg did the classic thing where everyone asked him if he's all right. And he was like, it's fine. He was like, there were proper tears in his eyes. Aww. If you look it, I think it's still on YouTube, isn't it? Yeah, if you look it up, I think it's Scout for Girls Treadmill Trivia.
You do it every day.
Yeah. But it's, proper.
So what's your plan then? Because you've obviously got this song coming out in 3 million seconds or whatever.
Yeah, only 3,912,136 seconds. We spent all last year working on a new album, as hard as we could. We've got a new tour coming up, which tickets have just gone on sale. And it's just great to be back playing live.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you for popping in today. Were you in the area anyway, or did you just...
We just did a few Valentine's messages for the lovely Switch audience, which will be coming out Sunday, so, yeah.
All right. Good, well, nice to see you again. Scouting for Girls, everyone.
Boom.
Right, Becky?
So embarrassed.
Yeah, that was the idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Patrick.
All right, Scott.
Did you tell Jess in York to text in?
I didn't, actually. I just had this off Becky off air. I'd just like to say that Jess from York is an independent supporter of mine, and thanks for the support, basically.
What about Ian in Sheffield? Phil
another
in,
one.
Phil in Ireland?
Is yeah, they're all coming in.
Lorna in Prestwick?
Yeah, no.
No, nothing to do with you, any of that?
Nope, none of them. But I'm loving the support, you know.
What are you doing next Tuesday, please?
Am I doing next Tuesday? I think it's the United Milan game, so I might be watching that unless that's Wednesday. I don't know, to be honest.
I was going to ask you if you want to go to the Brits, because we can't give away this flipping table.
Well, if there's a spare seat and you need me to help you out, obviously you don't want to look, you know, like a loner or something with empty spaces. So if you need helping out, by all means, you know, I'm there for the team, but I'm not really that fussed, to be honest.
You're not fussed, okay.
I'd go for the dessert buffet afterwards. That does sound pretty good.
Yes, that's right. 30 years of dessert, actually.
Yeah, 30 years of dessert.
That's a lot of dessert.
Well, what I want to know is, has there been any recent desserts that were invented? You know, I mean, because most of your classic desserts have been established for a while. I mean, what's going to be... What new are they going to bring to the table? That's what I want to know before I sign up for this.
Yeah.
Might, actually. I don't know of any new ones.
You are right. Yeah, I can't... I mean, if it's 30 years of desserts, what are they going to do for, like, last year in 2008 and 2007? Because what desserts were invented then? Answer, none.
Yeah.
Good point.
The most recent one I could think of is probably the McFlurry. I mean, I know it's just an ice cream, but...
That is, that's quite recent.
But that's got to be... That's not that recent. That's got to be, what, 10 years?
Maybe.
Anyway, we'll try and give away the table again tomorrow with Chris Moyles. Been doing anything good today, Patrick?
No, just college and that, basically.
Okay.
I was going to say Angel Delight, but I reckon that's older than McFlurry, isn't it?
A lot older. Okay, let's play the game.
Oh, what's a kitty?
Let us know how you do against Patrick and Becky. 81199. You know the song Riverside, Patrick?
Yeah.
If I say Riverside, Becky, what do you go next?
Let's go.
That's right.
You do that quite a lot to me upstairs.
What? Riverside!
Yeah.
And you go,
let's
go, every time.
It's like some strange kind of, it just sets something off of me and I have to shout,
let's go
back at you.
How many times do you think we've played that on Radio 1 now? I think at least 6 billion times.
Yeah.
But everyone knows it.
Chocolate Fountain's quite new.
Patrick?
Yep.
That is a fair point, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Good point, well made, yeah.
Anyway, back
Thanks
to Riverside.
To Ben and the text for that.
Riverside, if I say Riverside, everyone surely goes, let's go. Surely people would remember those not very hard lyrics. Well, we went to Stupid Street and we asked them to complete the lyrics for us. So we said, Riverside. How many of them, out of five, would say, let's go! Patrick.
Well, it's a good job you didn't ask me this, because I'd have said something else that, yeah, let's face it, you probably can't play at this time.
Yeah.
I'll say, Party Time. I don't know, really. I'll go with that.
Eh?
I'd say Party Time, you know, at Riverside, Party Time.
No, I'm saying how many people would say, let's go!
I thought you were asking what they would... Oh, never mind. Out of five, I'll go three.
Becky?
One.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So we went to Stupid Street and we just went, Riverside! How many of them went, let's go!
Do, 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 do.
Riverside. What do you mean, Riverside?
No.
Riverside.
In the streets tonight.
Wrong.
Riverside.
Down by the riverbank.
No.
Riverside.
Animals.
Riverside.
Studios.
Riverside Studios.
Riverside Studios. Riverside Studios. In the Riverside.
No.
Riverside.
Summertime.
Riverside.
Bank.
Riverside. Let's go.
Okay, well, maybe the song's not as well known as I thought it was. Riverside.
Studios.
That is a place in London, but it's not in the song. Well, none of them got that right. No one said let's go. So, do I give you a point? I think I do, don't I? Really?
Well,
you
got
said
it right.
One. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, you were near.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Right, next one. You know those posh round chocolates with like the gold wrapper that you get for special occasions. Like, my mum always has them at Christmas. You know the ones I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan myself.
Why?
Because I prefer those other ones, the little square ones with the mint inside, because I find them posher, personally, but...
No, this is the poshest chocolate by far. Now, for this chocolate...
A lot of people are texting in now the answer to the Riverside question.
Oh, are they? Thanks for that. anyway, the posh round chocolates I'm talking about with the gold wrapper, we had some in the office a while back... And we found that if you offer them to anybody, most people, when you offer, go, ooh, you are spoiling us. Because there used to be this advert on TV.
The ambassador's receptions are noted in society for their host's exquisite taste.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher.
Delicious.
Excellente.
Monsieur, with this Rocher, you're really spoiling us.
Ferrero Rocher, a sign of good taste.
Right, so now... I went into the office earlier and I offered five members of Radio 1 staff one of these posh chocolates in the gold wrapper. But how many people went, oh, you are spoiling us, off of the advert? Patrick?
One.
One out of five. Becky?
Which people did you ask?
Who did I ask? Tulip Mazumda. Tamsin off of the press office. Karen off the press office. Hugh Stevens. And the PR4L.
Well, no PR4L or mention the ambassador. Three.
Patrick, if I offered you one of these posh chocolates, is that what you would have said?
No, but...
You wouldn't?
I'd have still taken the chocolate, it's just I've never heard that advert before.
Oh, okay. It was a while back.
Yeah.
Let's find out. So the advert went like this.
The ambassador's receptions are noted in society for their host's exquisite taste.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher.
Delicious.
Excellente.
Monsieur, with this Rocher, you're really spoiling us.
So I went into the office and this is what happened.
Hi, Tulip.
Hello, Scott.
Can I offer you one of these?
Yes, please.
What do you say when someone offers you one of these?
Thank you very much.
Hi, Tamsin.
Hi, Bab.
Can I interest you in one of these?
I'd absolutely love one. got? Are these the ones that have been hanging around under your desk?
No, they're fresh, they're fresh.
What do you want me to do with it?
And what do you say when you've been offered a Ferrero Rocher?
Thanks.
Karen!
Oh, monsieur, you're spoiling me.
Kind of.
Hi, Hugh.
Hi, Scott.
Can I offer you one of these?
Monsieur, with these Ferrero Rocher, you are spoiling us.
Yeah.
See, everyone says it.
Is that a thing too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Posh Radio 4 lady.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Can I interest you in one of these?
No, I don't think so. No. I know the ambassador, and he doesn't have these. They're not quite posh enough.
Okay. All right, two people went, oh, you're really spoiling... Well, kind of. You're really spoiling us. Apart from Karen and Preston said, you'll be really spoiling me, and got it a little bit wrong, but I quite like that. Right, so we're right slap back in the middle there, aren't we?
Well, a lot of people have been complaining on the text. Someone says Becky is a cheat and a fatty. And quite a few other people say it's cheating because I know how old they are, so...
Okay, so maybe I should give Patrick the point.
Well, I don't know, I'm just putting it out there.
I love Tamsin in the office.
Hi, Tamsin.
Hi, Bab.
All right, Bab. She's professionally West Midlands. I love her. Oh, Patrick, I'm going to give you a point.
Oh, cheers, Scott. All right. Nice.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Does that make me a cheater, fatty, and now a loser?
I didn't say that. Right, the next one. You know the one that doesn't speak? He's got a new album coming out. What's the occasion that's coming up very soon, Patrick? No. Do you know?
Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. Are you romancing anybody at the moment?
No, I'm still waiting for these numbers to come flooding in.
Yeah, all right. Give me a chance.
Some like technical problems or something.
No, there is no technical problem because I haven't actually done it yet. But I will. Once the offers from the ladies flood in, you'll be the first to know. Anyway, so you're not going to get anything for anyone on Valentine's Day? No one you've got your eye on at the moment?
Not particularly, no.
All right. Like I said, you're waiting for the numbers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Keeping your options
holding
open.
Holding out, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one that doesn't speak's new album for Valentine's Day. It's love songs. You know, like Peter Andre's got that one with the brilliant advert on TV at the moment. Have you seen that ad? So good. Patrick, have you seen it?
I actually haven't, no.
Oh, it's really good. Peter Andre walks through various rooms, clenching his fist. There's candles on the go. It's brilliant. Anyway... The one that doesn't speak's Valentine's album is, of course, on his infamous Swanee Whistle. I'm going to play three tracks from the new album. All you got to do is tell me what songs they are. Are you ready? Let's go.
Oh!
Okay, here from the romantic Valentine's Swanee Whistle album from the one that doesn't speak is the first track. Famous love song, Patrick.
And these are like love songs, are they?
Yeah, it's a Valentine's theme.
Can we hear it again, please?
Oh, God. Okay. Would this song seduce you, Becky, do you think?
No.
I need a guess, Patrick.
I'll say... Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Good guess. Becky?
Is it the another level Let Me Look You Up and Down one?
What, Freak Me, Baby?
Yeah. Oh, no, please don't say it. I don't want it to be.
No, it's worse than that. It's Sexual Healing.
Oh!
Gross. Really gross.
Some people on the text actually got it. Izzy and Warrington got it.
No points. Are you ready for the next one, Patrick?
Yep.
Okay, have a go on this. Yes. Patrick?
Oh, God. I don't have a clue.
It's a love song.
A love song. I'm just... Oof. JLS. I know it's not, but...
Which JLS?
Does it matter?
No. So just JLS.
Yeah, I'll hedge my bets. Even yeah.
Becky.
Take that back for good.
Is...
Yes!
Oh, well done. There we are. Becky gets that point. Come on, Patrick, you need this one. Here's the last one. Patrick?
I think it's I Will Always Love You, but I can't think who the artist is off the top of my head.
So, I can take that as an answer. I Will Always Love You, okay?
Yeah,
Becky?
Yeah, yeah.
It's either Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston singing it, because it goes... But I've no idea which song it is.
Yes, Patrick!
Get in.
Stay. I would only be in your way.
I get it now, I get it now.
You get it, yeah?
Yeah, I get it now.
Okay, just wanted to illustrate. So, Patrick, it's a draw today, I know what's occurring.
Can we get rid of her?
What? I like it. Actually, yeah, it's boring. Patrick, do you want to come back tomorrow? It's a draw.
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Would you? I'd love that if you'd love it.
I've got to do it for the fans anyway.
Do it for the fans, yeah? Do it for the fans.
Yeah.
Speak to you tomorrow, love you.
Yeah, cheers, Scott, love you.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel really bad.
Why?
Because I've had to do something which I hate doing, confrontation.
Oh, yes, I know you don't like that.
I hate it. Right, I've decided to change my bank, and I've been putting it off for ages, and yesterday I told them it was all over. It's like splitting up with somebody. I feel really bad. I don't know whether I should, but I've been dealing with one person in particular. Obviously, I didn't have the courage to do it face-to-face or even on the phone. I'd sent them an email and to say that I didn't want to be with them anymore.
And sorry, how posh is your bank where you have one person that you speak to and then you can just email them? That doesn't happen at my bank.
Does it not?
No. Anyway. No wonder you felt bad.
So I sent an email saying, like, it's not you, it's me and stuff. And
you didn't.
Well...
Did you actually write that?
I said it was for personal reasons that I'd rather not go into.
I can't believe you dumped them on email.
Is that
bad? You
could
have at least phoned them.
No. Well, the person does actually want me to ring them, and I will get round to it at some point.
You're not going to do that.
I have to. Anyway, so we've been exchanging emails, and I got an email back about 2 hours ago saying, I'm sorry I didn't live up to your expectations. Seriously, it's like splitting up with a partner. And I feel awful. I mean, this is a fine bank, don't get me wrong. I didn't do anything.
Did they cheat on you?
No, they didn't cheat on me with any other bank.
Not spending enough time with you?
I would like to point out as well that it was me that dumped them, not the other way around.
What did they do?
No, they didn't do anything. This is what I explained in the email. I said, look, you haven't done anything wrong.
Had you just been with them too long and it started to go a bit stale?
It went a bit stale, you know? It wasn't the same as it used to be.
You've been lured by brand new customers only at another place, haven't you? What have they offered you, a pen?
Left-handed checkbook, actually.
You can get them at any bank.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
Oh, rubbish.
Piggy bank for all your loose change?
No. I'd rather not go into it. It's between me and them. Podcast. A lot of people are saying on the text, didn't we have this conversation about a year ago? Didn't you change banks then as well? Yeah. God, I'm so promiscuous.
Dominic Swindon says, who still uses cheques? Are you from the past?
You have to write a cheque sometimes.
What for?
Actually, that's true. I've not written a cheque for a while, but... So, a left-handed chequebook is cool. Do they do them at all banks?
Yes.
Oh, I was lured by that. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Stuart.
Stuart, where are you tonight?
In Northampton.
Have you had a similar situation?
Fairly similar, yeah.
I've just
had to, cancel my contract with my phone.
Right. And do you feel bad?
No, I felt pretty bad, yeah. It's been quite a while, you see.
Yeah. Did you do it face to face, or was it on the phone?
It was on the internet.
Yeah, you see. Same.
Same as you.
And did you, what did you put? Like, I'm sorry, but it's over.
It was quite emotional, yeah.
Yeah. What did they do wrong, or was it just...
Nothing, really. No, nothing. Just, it wasn't working.
No.
No. It's been too long.
And sometimes you just, I mean, like, you can carry on for a while like that, but then eventually you just have to go, well, it's just, you know, got to do something bad, haven't you?
Have you two forgotten you're actually talking about a bank?
I'm talking about a phone contract.
Yeah, he's talking about a phone contract.
But they're, like, inanimate things.
But they're real people.
Yeah, and people still get hurt back here along the way.
I don't think they care.
People work at these places.
Yeah, but they don't care.
They do.
They do, don't they, Stuart?
They do.
Yeah. Also, Amy's been on. Had to do the same thing to her gym the other day. She's been with her gym for about 5 years now.
I'm surprised she was allowed in gym contracts.
What, are they binding, are they?
Yeah, pretty much.
You'll pay £50 for the rest of your life. You what? Yeah.
I've just quit my gym as well.
Oh, my God, you're having a right clear out. You are.
I know.
Bit of a spring clean.
Exactly, yeah. Had to be done.
So you've changed your gym and your phone contract. Surely your bank is next.
Surely. It will be, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, don't feel bad about it.
I won't.
All right. You made me feel a lot better, Stuart. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you very much. See ya. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, somebody's been on saying, don't feel bad, my bank broke up with me once. This has also happened to me, this has reminded me. It says here, the woman chopped up my checkbook in front of loads of people, I cried. Yes, actually, when I was 17, I remember I had to go to the bank and they cut up my card in front of my eyes and I felt very upset, so I don't feel bad now at all. Podcast. Also, it's not just me. The one that doesn't speak was telling me when we mentioned this that he is carrying on with two different phone providers at the moment.
Has he got two phone lines then?
He's got, yeah. Because one of them came with a package with like the broadband and the phone, and then his old phone company, he hasn't got the courage to ring him and say, I'm leaving you. So he can't do it. So he's carrying on with them both behind each other's back.
So he's paying for both of them each month?
Yeah, because...
What a waste of money.
I know, but he can't bring himself to actually have the confrontation of ringing them and going, I'm really sorry, I'm leaving
you. I'll do it for him and he can pay me each month.
OK, well, you can discuss that off the air, maybe. It's 6:21, you're listening to Radio 1. Great news, everybody. As revealed earlier, The One That Doesn't Speak has a Valentine's Love album out in time for this weekend.
We shouldn't play any more of that because that's giving it unfair promotion.
Yes, it is. Peter Andre, you might have seen it all over the TV. He's got a Love Songs album out. And so have Editors, who have obviously, seen what Andre and Doesn't Speak have been doing.
Where Andre leads, they follow.
Yeah, and they've got a new album out of classic love songs. I'm just going to play you a little clip of some now. For instance, they've done Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure. There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
That's a classic.
All in classic editor style. You know it's them. You know who you're listening to. They've done Mandy by Westlife as well.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away. Oh, Mandy, well, you kissed me and stopped me from shaking, and I need you today. Oh, Mandy.
And they've done Taylor Swift Love Story.
Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.